Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations. Monday, can't trust that day. Alohas to you. At least the showers earlier knocked down the temperatures for this afternoon, although the wet roadways may have contributed to the horrific 85 accidents this afternoon. Great to have you along. Here we go, getting underway with a fourth and final, the bonus hour of the Bobby Mack Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And of course, my email address remains the same, bob@1063WORD.com. I'll tell you who really has my sympathy. These black ministers in places like Chicago and Detroit, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., trying to preach the Word of God, trying to deliver the message to, I guess, in large measure, deaf ears. Chicago pastor Corey Brooks, founder of the New Beginnings Church, told Fox and Friends today something has to be done immediately to curb the violence in the area, which led to the shooting deaths of more than a dozen people over the holiday weekend. And the numbers go on and on. New York, 8 killed. You know, it's just a litany of death. We cannot continue to go down this road, said Pastor Brooks, also the executive director of Project Hood, H-O-O-D, a nonprofit with a goal of ending violence and building communities. Over the 4th of July weekend, 79 people were shot in Chicago. 15 were killed. When Steve Ducey on Fox asked how he explains this gigantic number of shootings, Pastor Brooks said, "You have a bunch of individuals, young men, who are illegal gun owners. Not only are they illegal gun owners, they are shooting each other. They're causing havoc in our community, and they're causing a lot of destruction. And unfortunately, as a result of their destruction, children are being shot. Innocent bystanders are being shot." Well, this is nothing new. It's been going on for years, maybe decades. The local paper, the Chicago Sun-Times, reported that 11 of the weekend's victims were minors, with two of the children, including a 7-year-old girl identified by family and the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office as Natalia Wallace. And how many other youngsters like this, babies like this, have we seen that are just being murdered on a weekly basis? It hurts me that my youngest daughter is no longer here, that I would not be able to talk to her, hold her, tell her anything, bedtime stories, anything, said Nathan Wallace, the girl's father. She was reportedly shot and killed at a 4th of July party on the west side. Wallace was playing on a sidewalk around 7 in the evening on Saturday when three men got out of a car and shot more than 20 rounds in the direction of the people holding the party, which included many children. Wallace was struck in the forehead. A 32-year-old man also was injured. "People are afraid to leave their homes," Pastor Brooks said. "Individuals are very scared to walk down the street, scared to go to the store, scared to go to the playgrounds. It is a very unfortunate thing." Pastor Brooks noted that in 2012, the Chicago Sun-Times reported that the block we live on was the most dangerous block in Chicago. But I'm happy to say that this weekend we had no shootings, and that's because of work, like our nonprofit organization that's going out and doing the work that needs to be done to make sure that we stop the violence. The president tweeting, Chicago and New York City crime numbers way up. 67 people shot in Chicago, 13 killed. Shootings up significantly in New York City, where people are demanding that Governor Cuomo and the mayor act now. Federal government ready, willing, and able to help if asked. The president mentioned the shootings in two big cities. Ducey asked Pastor Brooks if he thinks the mayor of Chicago should take the president up on his offer. The pastor responded, I'm for whatever it takes to stop the violence, whatever it takes to save a life. He also is fighting an uphill battle. You've got a mayor, I call her Mayor Nosferatu Lightfoot because she looks like a vampire. And she and Mayor de Blasio, Mayor Bill, I never saw anything commie that I didn't like de Blasio, are blaming the uptick in violence on the Wuhan flu. Yeah. Mayor Nosferatu in Chicago says it's destroyed the ecosystem of policing. What? To the phones we go. Eugene joins us here in the bonus hour. He is, of course, in Pauline. Hello, Eugene. How are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good, Bob.
Excellent.
I don't know if you saw that thing where the fellow said change the name of the Redskins to the Redskin Potatoes. Move them to Idaho.
Yeah. But a potato will look good on the side of the helmet, you know? Who doesn't yeah. like a nice, big, hefty baked potato?
I told them they could get that fellow with the truck and the dog and the big old spud tater on the truck.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to ask you something I heard on the news a minute ago. Yep. They said that the cases that were being counted were the ones, that were positive, and then it said the ones under investigation. So they're checking people when they come in, so then people that they're checking, do they go ahead and count them? Because they check everybody, that everybody's under investigation. Like,
I assume so. If you test positive, where you're driving through or whatever, they would have somebody drive you home, but of course, because of the socialist distancing rules, they can't have somebody drive you home, so they're on the honor system. You drive yourself home and self-quarantine for 14 days.
No, what I understood, I'm sorry, is when you're under investigation, when they just give you the test and you don't have the results back.
Yeah.
Are they already saying that they're counting you in the number as another case before they ever get the results?
Wouldn't surprise me.
I might have misunderstood. Pardon me.
Maybe, but I mean, look, we have people that fall off the Empire State Building and they died of the Wuhan flu too. You know, anybody, sadly, that died of anything since, I guess, 1st of March, the COD was COVID-19.
Let me ask you one more thing. Did you see Lindsay's campaign commercial?
I have. Boy, they are impressive, aren't they?
Do you see the one where he comes out for the carbon tax?
No, I haven't seen that one yet, but yeah.
He's actually got a campaign commercial, and he's advocating for the carbon tax.
Now, wouldn't you think, I'm just, thinking hypothetically here, as a unpaid campaign advisor, you're running against a hardcore lefty as the Democrat candidate. So what, Lindsay is going to get some lefties to vote for him over a guy who actually might be a halfway viable Democrat candidate? Because he's going to get the black vote. He's going to get plenty of the left votes, most all of the left votes. So Lindsay is what, trying to chip away at the number of leftists who support his opponent, Jamie, by coming out for a carbon tax?
Maybe Al Gore's backing him.
Let me run, Bob.
Have a good day.
You too, Eugene. What kind of strategy is that? Wouldn't you think, if you were going to navigate in one direction or the other, as Lindsay typically does, it would be hard to starboard instead of running campaign ads talking about how he wants to put in place a carbon tax. There's a great idea. There you go. There's your rhino United States Senator, South Carolina. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show on Monday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 6:22 here on the Bobby Mac Show, the Monday edition, just getting the work week started. Some way to do it with all the accidents on 85 this afternoon. It's just a mess out there. In on the text line, Bobby, when you test positive for Kung Flu, each subsequent retest is counted as a new case. So I am told as a nurse, that's why the number of cases are rising. Bobby, this is a true story. Someone my son works with went to the hospital for COVID-19 antibody testing. No symptoms. After signing in, they were told it would be 2 to 2.5 hours wait time. So they decided to leave without being tested. A week later, both of them were notified by mail that they tested positive for COVID-19. What the hell is going on around here? Well, as I've said for weeks now, when you own the scoreboard, you can make the score whatever you want it to be. Bobby, yes, Flimsy knows he has Republicans locked in. He has to get that 20% Democrat vote to set off the loss of conservative votes. Could well be. I mean, Lindsey typically counts on a lot of Democrat votes. Not only the primaries, but in November as well, because let's face it, the Democrats have not exactly had a viable candidate in more than a decade. This year, they got somebody that may, actually make some noise. So Lindsey has to get off his duff and get out there and campaign. Bob, what do you think about the news hysterically reporting on new COVID-19 positive cases without providing new hospitalization numbers, new numbers for deaths? That's all we heard in the beginning without reporting total test results as opposed to persons being tested. Well, I shared the story earlier from the CDC. The number of fatalities, thank goodness, has now been so flat since the 1st of June, that even the CDC admits they are barely flirting with qualifying as an epidemic. Look it up. CDC issued a news release on Friday. Oh, that's right, but it wasn't in the news for some reason. to the phones we go. Let's head to Boiling Springs and bring in Byron here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hello, Byron, and welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call today, sir.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
I heard just a few minutes ago your statements on the black community in Chicago and the clergy up there trying to stop all this violence.
Mm-hmm.
And you were right. Nothing wrong with that at all. That's a laudable goal. But I wish you would have brought up the other side of the coin. For decades, the clergy and the leadership and the black community, for example, in Chicago, but that's not the only place,
right,
has been down for the struggle.
Yeah,
you got Reverend Jackson. You got Al Sharpton. The other gentleman, I can't remember his name, but he was Obama's preacher who said the chickens have come home to roost, have been espousing this, you know, they're down for the struggle. Do whatever you can. Stay on welfare. Get as much as you can get out of the government. And you know, instead of praising the members of their community that excel, that do well in school, that do well in business, they don't want that.
Yeah,
they don't want to be part of the larger society. And I applaud the Reverend that's trying to change that, but he is the exception, and I believe not the rule. What has happened in places like Chicago and the black community is a self-inflicted wound.
It is pathetic that there are individuals out there and some within the hierarchy of the black churches amongst their pastors and ministers as well that have turned into Reverend Al, like Jesse Jackson, like Obama's preacher, who have essentially just turned into race baiters and have preached from the pulpit for their own self-aggrandizement and financial gain. And that's doing a huge disservice to the community. They ought to begin, in my estimation anyway, with establishing some role models that these young people could emulate, somebody other than gangsters and rappers.
Exactly. I mean, look who they put up as the role models. People, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm sure you know of them, the rappers that are former drug dealers, that are former criminals that have been in jail. Is that the people you really want to emulate?
Yeah,
Yeah,
is that who you want your kids to model themselves after, these folks?
Right. What was the guy in Las Vegas that was killed that was a rapper? I can't remember his name.
Tupac Shakur or Biggie. Biggie Smalls. Yeah.
Both of those guys.
Right.
That's the people that the black church leaders have got their community looking up to.
Yeah.
So what do you really expect to happen except for guys riding around in cars shooting anybody they can shoot?
Right.
And most of the time, it's another black guy or a black girl or a black child.
Yeah, sadly, it's true. I mean, the evidence of it is there every weekend.
It's self-evident. So I would encourage Reverend Brooks and the other preachers or clergy in Chicago to first clean up their own house.
Yeah, you've got a point, and the same goes for the black politicians who continue to. And there's a reason I call Mayor Lightfoot Mayor Nosferatu Lightfoot, as in vampire, because they are sucking the blood out of their own community for their own advancement financially and politically, and it's just. It's pretty pathetic that these people are being used that way.
I can't remember the Greek analogy of the monster that eats its own children.
Yeah.
But it lives in Chicago right now.
Yeah, you bet it does. You bet. And other places as well. Baltimore, Philly, New York. And it's tragic. And it should not escape our attention. Thank you, Byron. I appreciate the call. It should not escape our attention that these are all cities that have been run by Democrats for decades, in some cases for generations. To what end? 6:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. Last half of the bonus hour still to come here on Monday. Welcome back. 6:36 now, 24 before 7 out there on I-85. Apparently both directions now since we got accidents both sides. Texter says, Bobby, people are camped on their vehicles going absolutely nowhere. About Joey Chestnut winning the hot dog eating contest again with a new record of 75. I've always wondered if he ever goes out grills hot dogs at the house. By this time, wouldn't you think he just looks at the 4th of July on a calendar with dread? I wouldn't want to even have a dachshund as a pet if I was him. To the phones we go. Orlando is along today. He is in Simpsonville. Hello, Big O. How are you today? Orlando. Okay. We might have hit a... Yeah, he's been on his cell phone and... We may have hit a spot there where his cell phone just went dead momentarily. We'll see if we can pick him back up here again in a minute. The meantime, this is great. White people telling black people what they need to do. Hashtag tone deaf. How about hashtag realist? How about telling the truth, which nobody wants to talk about? Orlando is back with us. Hey, Orlando, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, Bob Mack, it's been a while. How you doing?
So far, so good.
Hey, man, I just, you know, before we get to the Chicago mess, I just want you to know that the Lord has freed me from driving to Spartanburg every day on March 18th. I've been working for 15 months in hospital administration and learning all I could about compliance. But then I had a liberal VP who kicked out my my conservative director who taught me so much about compliance because I had a lot of healthcare experience, but was, you know, learning compliance and being taught every day. But as soon as she took over, she took away our lunches and started to micromanage us. And that's just the way of the liberals. But there's never anybody that's more racist and really more left wing. Than liberals. You know, liberals are the racists, and they only see you in a certain light. So for 45 days, I sent out job resumes, and I said, Lord, I'm not going to send out one more resume. You know, I got 30 years in healthcare. Most of that is in respiratory, taking care of, you know, clinically ill patients on ventilators. I said, so if you want me to go to work, as soon as I prayed that prayer, about 20 minutes later, my phone rang, and I got hired.
Wow.
So I've been working with on the front lines in Columbia in a hospital, taking care of ventilator patients with COVID and without. And that's been awesome, man, to try to help recover my fellow man back to life. And I've enjoyed driving down the highway with the trucks and my brothers at 5 o'clock in the morning. Like this one truck I pass every morning, Blackstone Mechanical.
Right.
You know, the sky's not falling. Yeah, COVID is out there, but, you know, we're having black op weddings because we have to. People are still getting married. People are still going to work. Trump is doing what he should be doing, which is reinforcing the foundations of America, which I love. And so everything is going great. It just you can't find the good news if you turn on the news. You just got to go search other places and just look with your own eyes. We're going to work. People are recovering from COVID, and sadly, there are people who are dying because they were very sick in the first place. But for the most part, young, healthy people, even older people who are healthy, are recovering from the COVID virus. I'm taking care of COVID patients every day. It's not like we've had worse viruses out there, like the swine flu. When I was working part time and going to school, I was working with respiratory patients. In the swine flu is a lot worse than COVID ever has been. So it's been a political thing they're trying to use to take away our rights. Now to get to this Chicago thing.
Yes.
Bobby Mike, a church was never designed to be a political arm or fundraiser. You must teach the gospel, which starts with saying, these are the rules, the Ten Commandments, basic. Then Jesus came and said, love thy neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, you've got to teach. You got to have role models in the church. You've got to have the right ideals. But really, Bobby Mack, in any church, but especially the Black community, a lot of times if you're teaching the gospel, it's not very possible. It's not very popular. And you got to teach the health and wealth gospel, and you've got to admire wealth, and no matter how you got it.
Yeah, people who've been successful in whatever walk of life they may have chosen for themselves.
Yeah, but my thing is, you know, we got Nipsey Hussle that got shot with a Gucci bag full of cash. He was a rapper and may have shot people. You know, the rules of you reap what you sow haven't changed. Pop Smoke posted a picture in California of the wealth that he had acquired, a bag full of money. They broke in, they shot him. That is not the role models that we should be presenting to our kids. And like, sports is the only way out. Drugs are the only way out. No. Having a nuclear family, a father, a mother, and them raising their children and teaching them how to live, how to behave and be good citizens, that's what should be going on. And luckily, I was raised by Raymond and Lucille Wells.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember a day my dad didn't go to work until he had a horrific car wreck after 25 years. He would work 80 hours a week. He worked 11 to 7 as a hospital orderly, take a shower, and go to work 8 to 4 at the meal.
Man.
None of my brothers or sisters have ever been to jail, Bobby Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all productive citizens. It starts with the nuclear family, even though that's not popular.
Right. No, it's not.
You know,
no, well, when you talk about these kinds of things, you get this kind of text message that I just got. This is great. White people telling Black people what they need to do. Hashtag tone deaf. I'm sorry, but it doesn't matter what color you are. There's right and there's wrong. And if I'm talking about doing the right things, as you're talking about doing, then that is not politically correct and can't even be mentioned.
Well, Bobby Mack, it worked. It's effective. My son, and I'm so proud of him. He posted an Instagram post called You Matter, and he talked about how that God created every one of us, and that no matter what you were going through, coronavirus, depression, whatever, you could pray, and he would listen to you. And my wife sent it to me. You know, that is a product of Sarah and I just pouring into my son.
Right.
And we've got to have that going on. But the last thing I want to tell you about Bobby Mack, I was going to a wonderful deli called Midtown Deli, the best Southern food you ever want to eat. Two law enforcement officers, especially the potato salad and the sweet tea, the two Greenville County officers were there. One of them was obviously really, really down. I went over to him Sunday and shook his hand. And I said, man, thank you for all your work you do. I know it's really, really hard now being a law enforcement officer. And one of my best friends got killed at 27. His name was Marcus Whitfield. And I told him, I said, ever since
Marcus, I remember Marcus. I said,
Marcus' badge number is C-17. His end of watch came August 13, 1999, and I've always tried to live my life to honor him every day, being the best father and husband I could be, because he can't be a husband and a father, but he set a great legacy anyway. I told that young police officer at Midtown Deli, I said, man, if you get in a situation, I said, it's better to be tried by 12 than carried by 6. I said, you shoot and you go home, and we will support you. Because there got to be God-fearing people who support our law enforcement officers. There's got to be law and order by Mecca. You got chaos. And we're going to be fine, because there's not a more impotent and more senile figure than Joe Biden. And there's no way that Trump can lose the election. They'll have to steal it. And if they steal the election, it'll be better that we have civil war than continue down this dark road that the Democrats want us to be on. Because I don't know how a Black person can support the Democrats or even be a Democrat, because they used to be the Dixiecrats, and not anything that the Democrats control has been good for anybody, but especially people of color. And yes, I'm a raging right-wing, unapologetic conservative. And I'm Orlando, and I approve this message.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Orlando. It's always eye opening and empowering to hear you. And that's a great message that your son is sending, and it shows that the message is being well received from you and your bride. Thanks as always, Orlando. Great to have you here. 7:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We'll be right back with the closing minutes here on the Monday Bonus Hour on WORD. Welcome back. Coming up on 7:10 here on the Bobby Mack Show. So the texter says, this is great. White people telling black people what they need to do. Hashtag tone deaf. Okay, don't listen to me. Listen to a former Stanford professor, Walter Williams, who's black. Stay in school. Don't have a baby out of wedlock. Don't do drugs. These are messages that I beat the drum for. Is that a message from a white? No, that's a message from a black guy. A very brilliant black guy who understands the realities of what's going on. Quickly to the phones we go. Mark is next up. He is in StarTex. Hi, Mark. Sorry it took a while to get to you. Good to have you here.
How you doing, Bobby Mack? It's been a little while since I called.
Yes, sir.
That last caller really struck a big chord in me. That's like kudos, amen, and everything to what all you said.
That's the reaction that I get universally when Orlando calls in.
Yes. Well, what I was curious about, what I wanted to call about, you said something about a coin shortage.
Yeah.
And I was in a store last few days ago, and they had some signs of coin shortage, but what the heck's all that about?
Right.
And I was just wondering if it had somehow something to do with this COVID thing, or if there's a lot of hundreds or thousands of rainy day collections out there, like maybe what I have.
<You know? laughs> Yeah, I have to admit, I got a piggy bank that the change goes into also. I suspect you're on the right track, though, Mark. I have not done any research into it, and I don't know that there's much to do, but I suspect
it could
that it
be
all
a mix of both.
Yeah, I suspect that it all ties back in to the Kung Flu pandemic.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the call, Mark, and I'll look into it a little bit more, see if I can find out anything else on it. But this is a fairly recent development. Thank you for the call, though, sir. I appreciate it. Quickly, Alan is in Spartanburg. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby Mack. How you doing?
So far, so good.
Good. I know you don't have but just a few minutes, but I hope Orlando's still listening. I agree with him 100%, and I've got a big amen to it.
Yeah.
I really appreciate what he had to say, and I think if everybody followed followed his lead, we would be in good shape.
Well, and look, make no mistake, Orlando is a great spokesperson for conservative blacks, and I'm always happy to have him on the program. But don't mistake the fact that I want to say categorize Orlando as an outlier, because that's what the media wants you to believe, that there are no conservative African Americans in this country. That's nonsense. There are many. African-American citizens who think and act and live their lives exactly as Orlando described. We never hear about them because their families don't get in trouble. They're not involved in a nightclub shooting. They're not arrested for being a drug dealer. They're plying the straight and narrow and trying to succeed with the freedoms and liberties that we were guaranteed by our founding documents, and they get that.
The news media don't want to hear from it.
Right. Yeah. No, well, sadly.
I want to wish you a good day and good afternoon, and I appreciate you taking my call, and y'all have a good day.
You too, Alan. I appreciate you joining us on the show today. Thanks very much for being here. In on the text line as well. Amen, Orlando. Black and white has nothing to do with any of this. A mother and father do. Let's change this cycle. Let's not abort our babies. Let us love and raise them as families. Texter says, may God continue to bless Orlando and his family. Signed, Airborne all the way. Gotcha. Wow, going by pretty quickly today. Thanks so much for being along. We'll do it all again tomorrow, beginning right after El Rushbo or whoever may be filling in for him tomorrow. See you tomorrow afternoon at 3. Have a great Monday evening. God bless.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.